In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, we read on the Friday, the Ember Friday of Lent, this very moving gospel that we have read many times during our lives. But every time we come upon it, we may look at it with new eyes, especially with a renewed spirit of penance, that we may see how our Lord works through the places that He interacts with His people. There are stories about this pool that our Lord had visited probably many times during His life. This present pool, which is situated in Jerusalem, if you were to go to the Holy Land, it is in one of the quarters of the sections in the old city. And now it has been drained. There is no more water, unfortunately. However, there is a very nice church next to it called St. Anne that has been repaired and restored by the French Catholic Church. This pool had been named Bethesda, or according to the Gospel, Bethsaida. And there are different formations of this word. But one translation that we can take upon this word Bethesda would be House of Mercy, House of Mercy, Hesda. It can also mean with the formations, if the letters were a little bit changed, the spelling, because there are many types of spellings for this pool, Bethzeda, Bethsaida, then we can call it also the Pool of Grace. And we can then conclude that this could be a prefiguration of the cleansing waters of holy baptism. There are also extra biblical stories on how the pool gained its therapeutic and salvific value. And one of the stories, which of course we are not bound to believe, but could have an inspiration for us to think about nature, especially during these Ember days, is the tree of Adam. The tree that Adam was told not to partake in, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, somehow a branch of it was probably taken, was replanted, and this tree was chopped off over time, and this tree was then buried in this pool. We are not bound to believe it, but it is a story that we can say. And somehow this, during the Passion of Christ, this big portion of wood of the tree floated up from this pool of Bethesda and became one of the instruments, one of the parts of the Holy Cross that our Lord carried to Calvary. Exactly the horizontal part of the beam where His hands were fixed upon. Whether or not we know for truly if this was the case of the origin of that certain wood of our Lord's cross, we know for sure that the pool of Bethesda was a source of healing for many infirmed and sick, blind people. This represents our soul who are still in this pilgrimage to heaven. We continue to purify ourselves and wait for the moments of grace that God gives to us freely. And in this, we see the angel of the Lord which stirs the waters. But unfortunately, only one person can get at the pool in one time, along with the five porticos that surround it, which symbolizes the five wounds of Christ. And so this pool, which no longer exists, still signifies the salvific element of holy baptism. And that is why today, let us recall our anniversary of our baptism. Long ago, and that we can gain a plenary indulgence when we renew our baptismal vows on the anniversary of that holy sacrament of salvation that opens the doors for us to worship our Lord, which deputizes us to come to Mass, to hear instruction, and to receive the other sacraments of Holy Mother Church. Let us be grateful then, dear faithful, on how our Lord had shown in this man who was not able to walk, that had a mat for his bed, had waited all his life to wait for that moment of the pool, but yet that healing moment was actually there in Christ Jesus. Imagine this man who had been infirmed for 38 years symbolizes the amount of penance that we ought to take. 38 is close to 40, and therefore most of our lives should really be then in a spirit of penance, of sacrifice. This is the model that we ought to follow and emulate, that we always have to offer ourselves for the greatness, for the greater glory of God, and to think about others as well, and our neighbor, so that we can fulfill the double act, the double fold law of charity, of loving our Lord first and foremost, and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. And in this, if we do this in the context of the laws and precepts of Holy Mother Church, in the joyful spirit of fasting and abstinence that we can partake, especially on Friday, where the Friday of Lent is one that we have to abstain from flesh meat, let us then remind ourselves this deprivation that we ought to offer for our soul and for the glory of God. And that we, by doing these deprivations now, will help us to alleviate any type of temporal punishment due to sin later on. And this quickens then our union, God willing, with our Lord in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.